As Hashem, we're learning Peleoitz and Shem 244 on the very serious topic of Gilgul. Of Gilgul, a person coming back, the Neshama coming back as a Doimeim, Chai, Tzaymeach, a Medaber, as an inanimate object, as an animal, Rachmanu Litzlan, to these things, and even to another person. Peleoitz is scaring us, and it's important to be scared. It's important to be scared sometimes. We have to know that mitzvahs are real. That's not just all is minutia. I've been told that. You're learning Mishnah Berurah, all these details. Doesn't Hashem love me anyway? Right? I want to tell you something. Hashem loves you anyway. Hashem loves you, but the minutia is important. Tismar Cyrus Enush. The old expression is hair stands up. Let a person's hair stand on end. V'yochish miflat loy bo'oide b'chaim chayusoy. And while he's alive and he has the ability to do tshuva, he has to realize to improve. Ad asher loy techshach hashemesh lo yoyil charatosoy. To the point where the sun sets and then his tshuva won't help anymore. Meaning what? 2 points. Number one, if a person doesn't want to do an Aveiro because they're just too tired about it, or maybe their age is that not with the desire of that Aveiro anymore, and that's why they don't do an Aveiro, that's not a tshuva. It's not the reason they're not doing this Aveiro is not because they don't want to do that. They're still too tired for it. I just leave me alone. You know? And which, by the way, even when the person is fighting the Yetzirah, she tells you, just leave me alone. I'm not interested in doing this Aveira. But that's a tshuva. But a person's not doing the Aveira because Yipasha has no kaychus to do the Aveira. That's not a tshuva. He's telling us, make sure we do tshuva when we have the Yetzirah is still burning inside. These are hard words to say. He says it's especially bitter for the neshama to be reborn as a non-living object. You know that pebble that you kicked on the way in the building this morning, right? Chalila b'chas, maybe it's someone's neshama. Or a plant. Or an animal. Or a wild animal, a beast, as they call it in English. For neshama to come back in any of these non-living objects, in any of these things, is very painful. Whether it's something which is edible, which means it's kosher, whether something is not kosher, whether it's a creepy crawly, a rodent, a bug. We have to know this is all real. We have to know this is real. V'afal pi shekeshu begilgul. Ben adam eino zeichem ya gilgul ha-koidim. Keshu bedoimim tzaymei achai. As we had mentioned a few days ago, the Peleoitz tells us straightforward. Does a person remember? Does his neshama know that he was once this great person when he's now this little pebble that's being kicked around? That he's this little Rachman Litzlan rodent, a bird flying around, a barking dog, as we discussed. And the answer is that when he comes back as a person, he doesn't remember that he was a human being from before, he was a person from before. That he doesn't know. But when the person is brought back, and this is part of the tsar, this is part of the pain of Gilgul, of being reborn into these other things, and inanimate objects, animals, bugs, whatever it might be, birds, fish. He knows. Oily. Oily, I used to be a person. I used to go to a Shabbos table and sing Zmiris. Put on tefillin. Do mitzvahs. What happened to me? And the answer is the Averis. The Averis. That's what happened to him. One might say, oh, this is a little harsh. This is Hashem's cheshbon. Hashem is the dayan. Hashem is the judge. Hashem knows exactly the correct, precise I'll use the word punishment that this person, the Shema, needs. There's also a cleansing process here. It's a cleansing process. That's why I was hesitant to use the word punishment. But it is a punishment. There's no question about it. But the goal is that the neshama is getting its kapara. These are very strong words. And on one hand, we should be thinking about this. So we should mechazek our mitzvahs. Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That's what the Pelyoitz is talking about over here. Do you know the gematria of Gilgul and Adbash is Shmiras HaMitzvahs? Did you know that? I just made it up. I have no idea. Okay. But it'd be nice if it would. And I told you right away. Okay. But in all seriousness, that's the purpose of this topic. When a person hears a topic of Gilgul, that's a heebie-jeebie. No, that's not what we should take out of it. What we should take out of it is Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That when you hear bracha, you're happy to say amen. When you're in shul and they're saying kaddish, amen, yehei shmei rabba mevorech lo amei olmaya. And don't do what I'm doing, shaking my hands. It looks like you're crazy. Okay? But it's serious. Long live the king. You know, there's a medrash that says that Hashem created the world for kedusha. That when we say Kedusha and we lift up our feet and we look up towards Hashem heavenward and Hashem's looking down at us, this connection. Hashem says, I remember the Schus Avos and I protect Klal Yisrael. You want to know why these rockets, the what's it called, those in Eretz Yisrael, the Iron Dome. Baruch Hashem, we have this. You know, Lotzi Lovi will find out in the future. Because it was your Kedusha. Your Kedusha. You said Kedusha. And that's because the Iron Dome was successful. And it's your Kedusha that you said that the rocket that they shot never came off even. Never got up in the air even. And Loisa says, we have to be careful. There are 365 mitzvahs. Hashem says, don't transgress this. Don't violate this. It says no trespassing. Do not enter. And we have to know what they are. And have to make sure we don't transgress them. And there are 248 mitzvahs. Hashem says, go! Do it! Besimcha. You have an opportunity to do the Ratzon Hashem. You have an opportunity to Ratzon Hashem. Wow. It's amazing. What is chus? I'm going to tell you a story. Hot off the press. I went over to Rabbi Zephyrin yesterday. He was at the Torah Masorah convention. And I said, I came over for some jewels. For some diamonds. You know he's a diamond? He works in diamonds. The diamonds of Torah. And I said, tell me something, share with me something that you heard over the whole Shabbos and the other days you were there. He said, this, I never knew the story, unbelievable. Rav Dovid Goldberg, Shlita, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, said like this. Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik of Racha, who was Nifta recently. A year and a half ago, I forgot exactly, a couple years ago, recently. Maybe it's still the same year, I don't know. He was the Mashkich in Tor V'Das. He was a Mekubel. He was a Rav in the Shul. He started out as a little children's Rebbe, as a Rebbe for children, teaching them Aleph Beis. And a couple years later, he lost his voice. He needed a parnasa. So he went into watchmaking or something like this, and he went to Manhattan back and forth. He did it for a certain amount of time. He went to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's, that's all. He said, listen, I can't go to Manhattan. I just can't do it. Spiritually, I can't do it. Anybody who's ever been to Manhattan, you know what I'm talking about. And for those who had to go to Manhattan, Hashem should give you Sa'at Shemai to pass his Nisyanus. Rav Yaakov said, you know, we could use a Mashgiach in the yeshiva. Would you like to be Mashgiach of the yeshiva? He took the job of the Mashgiach of the yeshiva. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal, and I hope to be saying over the story correctly. I believe I am. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal, and we all know that his Svarim have been translated into English, of course, in Lashon Kodesh. Right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Rav Shimshon Pinkus. His Rebbe, who taught him Aleph Beis, was Rav Moshe Wolfson. And he said, oh, I'm getting the chills just saying this now. And he said, the Yiras Shemayim, that he taught him an Aleph, a Beis, a Gimel, a Dalid, was imbued inside of him. We have the Sfarim from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, from his Aleph Beis Rebbe. Rav Moshe Wolfson became the Mashgiach later on of Tor V'Das and the Rav as well. I'm telling you, years and years ago, I heard a tape of his. The tape was like radiant. The tape itself was like glowing and shining. I'm exaggerating, of course, but I'm telling you, I was blown away. It was a tape in the parasha, but the depth and unbelievable what he was saying over there. And that's how he taught over an Aleph Beis, a Kriya, that it created. It's hard to think. The little 6-year-old, yes, imbued inside of him this Yiras Shemayim. And that's what the Pele Yoitz is teaching us over here. Life is real. We don't run across a highway when the cars are going across the street. It's real. Torah is real. The mitzvahs are real. Olam Haba is real. Schar and Oynish is real. And that's what he's telling us. Gilgal is real. That's why you have to mechazek or shmir sa mitzvahs, alim ra Torah, to the greatest degree. Hatzlacha Rabbah.